This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Serve you depots at walls. How could this be?
Ruh-roh. Ruh-roh. Is he like Megatron or one of those electronic transformer guys today? Or is he just talking with his mouth full over at PetroServe USA? Because we know how he loves to torment us with the goodies they have and rub it in because we're in the studios and we can't run over to PetroServe USA when he likes to talk about those. And neither can he, so he solved that problem, I guess. Running over to PetroServe USA. The show is once in your mind, and hopefully we can get Scott back at full strength here in just a moment. 1-800-228-0550 to call. 701-2-580-550. Either number is the same phone. I think Kevin's right. Why don't we just give one number? Because we've been given both for how many years now? Doesn't really matter. We'll just keep giving them both. If you want to text in, I'm at 701-226-8503. 226-8503 to text. Studio at onceinyourmindradio.com. How many more? If you want to fax in, anybody fax anymore? Jesse, ever? What's the last time you faxed somebody?
3-4 years ago, maybe.
Probably a legal document or something.
Ooh, I wouldn't go there.
Because some of the stuff you fax might be legal documents.
It might have been a year or two ago, but it certainly has not been any time recently.
But yeah, I mean, this is it. Nobody faxes anymore. But if you want to, and I'll probably get it sometime this afternoon or something. 701-222-1131. I just barely remember our fax number. I'm Todd Mitchell, and Scott Hennin's busy getting reconnected, we hope. Senator Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall, one way or another. The senator will probably have a better connection, although every once in a while those Washington, D.C. cell phone connections are a little iffy. Isn't he a senator, and can't he do something about that? You'd think. Anyway, the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up. If you want to get those questions in, you know, the other thing you could do is if you want to get a question in for the senator by voice and not wait, 1-855-200-1776. And if you hit option 1, 1-855-200-1776, hit option 1. And we'll record you, and then we'll keep you kind of in the queue. And then all of a sudden, voila, we've already got you. Well, now suddenly we have Scott.
That was really weird.
You sounded horrendous, my friend, so I just sort of stepped in.
Oh, I see. It wasn't a good connection, huh?
That's an understatement.
We thought we were talking to you. Can you hear me okay now?
Now we can hear you okay.
All right, okay. Great. Is our guest connected up, Daniel? Can you just keep trying and let me know ASAP?
No, that's actually Scott's number. It's in there, so I don't. Yeah, we'll need a number.
I'll let Todd and Daniel manage that, but we do have a guest scheduled that is one of the three organizers of the event in Fargo today. It's supposed to can I call it protest, Kevin, or
a celebration?
Okay, sorry.
I think that they have labeled their event a celebration, so I wouldn't rename Moondad any other celebration. You know,
what
party?
Time, what time?
I believe any.
Okay, and promise to end at?
I think 3.
Right. Okay, and the agreement with law enforcement is you got Island Park, it's yours.
Yep.
We're not going to be in riot gear. You protest, you're peaceful, no problems.
Yep.
You step onto the street, we have problems.
Yep, and kudos to Mayor Tim and Dave Todd and everybody, and the conversation I heard yesterday sounded very civil.
No, very good point. And we have, by the way, Fargo City Commissioner John Strand, who was part of some of the interaction with protest planners last weekend, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, and, of course, Senator Kevin Cramer coming up today on the program, too, and much more. We have an election on Tuesday, the primary, that we haven't had a chance to spend a lot of time on, but we're going to get to a little bit of that and invite the candidates to call in as well. But we start with the person of the hour here, the one of three organizers of this event, One Fargo is what it's being called, and Aniwe Maciek is here. Aniwe, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Appreciate you joining us very much. So, first question, last weekend, we could probably all agree, ended better.
Yes. What happened last weekend was very unfortunate, last night. And we have said, we condone the violence. That was never our intention to ever be violent. And it's what I tell people that ask this question constantly. What happened on Saturday was two separate different events. You know, we, from 10 o'clock to about 5 o'clock, we were completely peaceful. We marched, and yeah, we did go off out of it, and I give props to the Fargo Police Department for allowing us to continue to march and let our anger out, because at any moment at that time, they could have told us to go home. They could have told us, you know what, shut this down, but they didn't, and they understood that we were angry and that we needed to, you know, have this time to let our anger out. It's unfortunate that a group of people came there and tried and hijacked it and made it into something that it never should have been, you know.
Well, that's refreshing to hear. I've heard a lot of people suggest that through surveillance and other things, they saw some of the very same people that were part of the organization of the peaceful protest on the front lines of the of the more violent protest later in the night. Do you know that to be true?
That is very much so. So that there are four organizers that were there. I actually left once we came back to Island Park to clean up the some of the waters and stuff like that, and there was nobody there. And I had actually went home to charge my phone and get some food, and I opened up, I see on the news that it says the park protest is no longer peaceful. And I'm confused, because I'm like, wait, what? that doesn't make sense. I thought everyone went home. Nothing happened at the beginning of the day. What happened within the span of 2 hours? So I went down there to check and see what's going on. And when I tell you what was going on down there, it was just crazy. I've never seen that in Fargo. And, you know, and to see the local businesses be ruined and be doing that's not okay. And my heart broke for them, too, because, you know, they had nothing to do with it. You know, our whole point was to march and mourn the death of George and you know, to have them hear our voices. And that's what happened that morning. And then to see it shift what it was that night was just terrible.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. No question about it. Talk about, if you would, the interaction with the mayor of Fargo and the police chief, David Todd, where you came in with plans to say, we want to do, you know, the Island Park, we want to do a sit-in at City Hall, we want to do a march, and you later revised your plans to just do the Island Park event. So there was obviously some give and take there. Why?
Yes, like Wes had said in the press conference, it was very difficult to change the course of what we had originally planned, because we were planning to do sit in, and it was actually Mayor Mahoney who reached out to us and said, hey, I want to sit down with you guys. We want to hear you. And like I said, the point of the march was we wanted them to see us and hear us. And I think when they saw, like, they saw a bunch of kids, you know, who orchestrated this whole thing in a span of a week, and they were like, you know what, we need to sit down with them and hear what they think. They got our attention now. Now what can we do? And, like, when we said that the conversation, it was a four-hour-long conversation that we had with them, and it wasn't just, we had the mayor of West Fargo, the police chief Todd, Mayor Mahoney, Mayor Judd, different city councils, different members of the community and organizations there. And when I tell you that we did not hold anything back, we were really, but we were really headstrong about what we were.
Skeptical.
You.
That's what I'm saying. You knew what you wanted.
We came in headstrong and you left. Yes. Absolutely.
And yet pared it back, so I think that's great. We have to take a break in just a moment, but if you'd hang on, I want to talk a little bit about, whether or not you believe the protests last weekend, the protest here, those around the country are helping in the way of healing a racial divide. So
yes.
Hang tight, we'll talk about that when we come back. Plus, Fargo City Commissioner John Strand, PetroServe USA, helping do better, our fine sponsor. Yes, they have the entire park here today. And guess what? A lot of great specials. A lot of great specials. So here's what I want you to know. If you are hungry for lunch today, just find a PetroServe USA location. Homemade, grab-and-go cooking that you're absolutely going to love. Whether that's Valley City, exit 292, or from Bismarck, Mandan to Bemidji, and all the way up with Valley Dairies and Grand Forks down to Wahpeton, PetroServe USA location. And tell them Scott sent you.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Time to go to the mailbag for Jim, the flagpole guy. What you got, Jim?
Oh, Scott, Bill and Kayla from Wheaton. Hey, you told me to send pics of the flag you did for us. I hope to send more when the garden around it becomes established. We love it and get compliments all the time, Bill and Kayla. Isn't that cool, Scott?
That is cool. Thanks, folks, for flying the flag, standing up for America, showing your patriotism. Jim's got a great display waiting for you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's nothing like like our United States military, folks. You can sleep a lot better knowing we have the men and women of the United States Armed Services protecting us. And you know what? They also do an incredible job after they leave their service, retired military, and continuing to serve us. And the University of Mary wants to help them. So they've set up a military-friendly operation. The entire school, online, in-person classes available. Look, you're busy. They get that. This is all about busy adults and accommodating them in their schedule. They make it their mission to prepare you for promotion in the military, success in a civilian career. Trust me on this one thing. The full support team with extensive military backgrounds will guide you through the entire step of the process. University of Mary is cranking up for another season. Apply today. Tell them you heard about it and what's on your mind. They'll waive the application fee. Online.umary.edu/military services. Continuing our conversation now with Aniwe Maciek, who is one of the three organizers of today's celebration. It's not a protest, is it?
No. Well, it was at first.
I'm asking Aniwe.
No, it wasn't. It is not a protest.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm saying it correctly. It's not a protest, it's a celebration. Got it. Okay. So, and sometimes you have great intentions of having a celebration, and it gets co-opted by somebody else, and things go bad. And then we have a lot of what we've seen on our TV screens for the last number of months. My question for you is whether or not you think what we've seen since George Floyd was murdered has been helpful. Has the reaction to that caused you?
I don't. The violent part. No, I do not think so.
I think can hear.
Hi. Can you hear me?
You're sounding fine. I think Scott's connection is breaking up, and that's why he's not hearing you. So you're doing fine, man. Just go for it.
I was just saying, it is unfortunate that it has to come down to the violence and the looting and the stuff like that, and it's like what Martin Luther King said, violence and looting and all that. It's just a way of them to express. It's the language of the unheard. So even though I do not agree with it, I just don't agree with violence. Just I feel like that just kind of takes away from the message. I understand that people are angry, and for a long time, we haven't really been doing anything. You know what I mean? Just 3 weeks ago, Ahmaud Arbery had been shot and on camera, you know, by people just chasing him. You know, Breonna Taylor, a week later, you know, an EMT just got shot and killed just sleeping in her house, you know, and during a botched search. Like, people are fed up. And now that all 50 states have been protesting, we've made history. Like, that has never happened before in American history, you know? And so I think that even though that the violence and the stuff that's going on is wrong, I think that now is the chance that our city officials, our legislators, they're actually starting to listen. They're actually starting to hear us. They're starting to try to understand what's going on and see how to make their communities better. And honestly, that's where it starts. It starts with your community. We're not going to change the world in one night. You know, it's a continuous effort. And that's why I appreciate Mayor Mahoney and Mayor Judd the Mayor of West Fargo for coming and listening to us and hearing us. And
I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree with you anymore.
Yes, it actually brought the conversation actually brought the Mayor of West Fargo to tears. That's how intense it was. And so once they actually heard us, they listened to our stories and they heard what we had to say. They said, okay, what do you guys want from us? How can we help? How can we help make our citizens feel more safe? You know, and at that moment, I truly, truly felt that they heard us and are really trying to continue to help us. And we will continue to follow up with them. We will continue to meet with the mayors. We will continue to meet with these state legislators and officials to make sure that these changes are being brought upon, not just here and stick for 6 months and goes away, but for all the generations to come. because everyone deserves to feel safe in their community.
Fascinating conversation, and I could talk to you forever. How about this? Let's talk next week after the celebration this weekend and see how things advanced, everything you're concerned about. And I just want to share with you a sentiment from the other side, not to tell you what you said was wrong, but just how people feel the other way. You know, one of our listeners said, this woman is making me sick. She said they had to protest to get their anger out. What about the family of Cody Holte? He, of course, was the white police officer.
What happened to Cody Holt is sad. It's completely sad, and we are not saying...
But nobody rioted. Nobody rioted. Nobody protested. Nobody rioted or protested over his death to get their heard.
Nobody rioted because the man that did it was charged. He was caught right away. There's no doubt about it. No one is saying... Nobody's saying that... That what he did was right, and yes, it was a black man that killed him. And yes, we are happy that he got the justice he had, that he's doing the time that he is doing. At the end of the day, that is not what we are going against. It's not just about George Floyd. At the moment, yes, it is, but it's the injustice that is going on. We are protesting the misuse of police officers thinking that they can use their power and to get what they want. There have been numerous times where I have been stopped by police officers where they did something that was not right, and they had no jurisdiction doing it. And when I asked for their badge number and their names, and they refused, and they will refuse to do that. That is not right. And that is what we are protesting.
You're saying, I think I heard you say, hey, I don't only get mad when someone of my race is the victim.
No, police target everybody. I've been sharing, it's not just black people. But what we're saying is that we are seeing what being filmed, that is not right.
That's a broad statement. That you sat across from a police chief who listened. You complimented him. So you just said police, as in they all do that. They don't all do that. It's bad acting.
No, they don't. But is it fair to say that, okay, but everyone likes to emphasize that there are bad cops. They should not represent all cops. Okay, noted. And we know that. But what we're saying is if there are bad cops that are doing this, we should not just turn the blind eye. We should not just continue to let them just, like, not be punished. Derek, who murdered George, had 12 complaints in the last 20 years of his career. Tao, the Asian officer, has 6 complaints, and he had 1 pending as of now. A lot of these officers that are doing the killings, have had a lot of complaints and that have gone unnoticed. What we are saying is to weed out those bad ones so that people are not going along to be ethically. People are not...
Unfortunately, I'm up against the clock, and I don't have time to finish, but I do want to do a recap on the mission of what you're trying to do today and how it goes. So I appreciate if you join us next week, and I thank you so much for the time today.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A better direction in the latest jobs report despite the continued pandemic. The U.S. economy added 2.5 million jobs last month from the month before, and the nation's unemployment rate fell to 13.3%, the numbers reflecting a slight recovery of economic activity after 2 months of free fall because of the pandemic. This morning's report from the Labor Department is vastly better than what analysts had been expecting. Two of the four former Minneapolis cops charged in the killing of George Floyd have reportedly turned on Officer Derek Chauvin, who's been charged with second-degree murder after being seen in a video with his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. Reports are the two rookie police officers who were also on scene appeared in court yesterday blaming Chauvin for Floyd's death. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans.
Jokes and pipers.
From a lucky strike.
Got some action going today.
Off of his old man.
And you know what? Auctions are back. Yeah, you actually can go to the auction, you know, look at the tool bin. Do I want that? I mean, that's what you call North Dakota social distancing. See, they've been doing that since statehood. You know, stand around the tool bin there and, yeah, okay, what are you looking at? You don't want anybody too close to you because you don't want them to know what you're looking at. That and a whole lot of great iron as well today. But they got a great auction going today, and they're down Belfouche, South Dakota today. They'll have the crowd there. They had the first one the other day, so I'd encourage you to go to pipers.com, check that all out, and join the fun today. All right, 28 before the top of the hour, our next guest is the Attorney General of Minnesota, my home state of Minnesota. And, of course, he has been in the eye of the storm since this incident with this murder, really, of George Floyd. And we want to talk a little bit about that and just the overall atmosphere today on the program. Keith, nice to have you back. How are you?
Doing fine. Good to be back.
Does it feel like you're in the eye of the storm?
Yeah, but I'm pretty calm and focused on the job at hand. So, yeah, you know, a lot of things going on, a lot of moving parts.
Well, before I ask you what I have on my mind, what's on your mind? Just give me a sense of what you want people to know about the situation as it exists at this very moment in the state of Minnesota.
You know, I really appreciate that question. I guess the main thing is that we're going to proceed with justice. We're going, you know, the charges that we have filed are supported by the facts. The investigation is ongoing. That no one is above the law, no one's below it. And, you know, we're just going to pursue justice as best we can. I will tell you that, you know, we are having a national conversation about how, you know, we have the best kind of relationship between community and law enforcement. Most people in law enforcement go into it to help people, and they do that. When that doesn't happen, you know, we have to just enforce the law against everybody. Nobody gets to not be subject to the law. So that's just sort of, you know, what I'd like people to know, and that we're going to, this thing is not going to be a speedy thing. It's going to be, going to take a few months, to get this thing to trial. And that's pretty much what I want folks to know, is that, we're going to be fair. We're going to be thorough. We're going to be, and we're pursuing justice. I will also say that We're working closely with Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman. He's been a good partner. We're working closely with U.S. Attorney Erica McDonald, who is pursuing her own investigation in what they call a color of law investigation, which is essentially to make sure that it was to investigate whether or not there were any violations of civil or human rights stuff, which would violate federal statutes. And so we're just all working together. And as Erica likes to say, you know, one team, one goal, one mission. So, and the mission is justice, not more, not less, just pure justice.
And I, you know, in these situations, very often, you know, you pit sides one against the other, right? And you end up saying, well, I'm on this side or that side. And, you know, I don't know of any human being that I know or I've ever interacted with that would look at what they saw on their screens after Monday's event with George Floyd and say, well, that's okay. I mean, regardless of anything he did, and how many drugs were in his system or, you know, what he was doing beforehand or anything else, wrong, obviously wrong. And the other cops standing around just like you scratch your head and say it's crazy. But I think a lot of people that, you know, listen to this program, people that live in Western Minnesota, be a little more conservative, they'd say, Keith, did you know about Sergeant or Officer Cody Holte? Officer of the Grand Forks Police Department, who a day or so after George Floyd was murdered, he was murdered, and he was murdered by a black suspect simply trying to help out some deputies who were serving a warrant, and he was laid to rest this week, and there's but a blip about that. And they say, well, why is that? I mean, why? I understand the anger in the black community. They don't feel as though, but why wouldn't there be equal anger of a white cop being gunned down by a black suspect? What do you tell them?
Well, let me tell you that I want to say I feel horrible about that, and my sympathies go to that officer and his family, and that I commend him for his honorable service. And I would be the first to say that that suspect needs to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. What we're really trying to go for is equal justice under the law. And, you know, sadly, you know, the press, their attention catches on some things and others. It's often hard to predict why the press reacts one way or another or why public sentiment reacts one way or another. But I will tell you this. In the eyes of the law, that officer who lost his life in pursuit of service and protection is a victim, and his memory must be honored by pursuing justice against the defendant in that case. So I can't explain why the public reaction is different, but I can say that in the eyes of the law, what happened to him is beyond wrong. It's a horrible tragedy, and it needs to be vindicated through the legal process.
Yeah, appreciate that for sure. I want to ask you, last time you and I talked, we talked about COVID and, you know, what Minnesota could do under the law with emergency powers and, you know, what kind of power there is and when things are bad, as in the Twin Cities, but they're not so bad in Western Minnesota. Why do they got to be treated the same? I personally was shocked that Minnesota allowed the protest, you know, permits, whatever, that have happened on the freeway, everything else, with zero social distancing, none, zippo, nada, when you have kids, constituents of yours, who didn't have parents at graduation because of COVID and social distancing. You have loved ones to this very day that cannot see their family in senior living because of COVID, okay? And whether COVID was, you know, too much, too little, whatever, doesn't matter. They honored those restrictions. Why in the world wouldn't you have said to these protesters, we get it, we understand you want to protest, that's your First Amendment right, talk to me in 2 weeks?
Well, we did say that, you know, but I mean, you got to understand, when massive numbers of people pour out into the street in violation of social distancing, there's simply not enough people to enforce that. I mean, I'm sorry,
I guess I get that, but why let it happen? Why let the protest happen in the first place? They got to file a permit. They got to ask. They got to, you know, what's coming. I mean, isn't that a reason to shut it down?
You know what, my friend? A lot of what happened was very spontaneous reaction, and we were doing all we could to enforce the curfew, and that was not easy. And I mean, understand that at any given time, there's only about 700 state troopers and only about 700 even National Guards people who are activated. It took us 3 days to get up to like 8,000 people to be able to help out even from the Guard National Guard standpoint. I mean, we live in law and order mostly based on the social compact that we will obey the rules. But what happened is that, you know, people felt super strong about this, got out there and protested. We tried to make sure that social distancing was observed, and it's the same, and it wasn't. I can tell you that when protesters went to protest Governor Walz because they didn't like the restrictions of the executive orders, nobody came down hard on them. We just told them, this is not in your interest. You should not do it. People would ask me, well, isn't that a misdemeanor? I'd say, yes, but we're not looking to convict anybody of anything. We're trying to save people's lives. So that's two separate causes, two separate examples of large numbers of people for very different reasons going into the street in violation of social distancing. We have to get voluntary compliance because the number of people whose job it is to enforce the law is minute comparison to the number of people that there are. And so, yes, you know, we enforce to the very best of our ability, but we need people to comply and voluntarily help and cooperate with law enforcement. And now I'm glad to say that things have gotten a lot better over the last few days. You know, what you're pointing out is your eyes are not deceiving you. But we ran into a capacity problem if you really want an honest assessment of what happened.
Let's pivot a little bit here. The element that we're under in this country, there's a violent element. There's no doubt about it. They mean to do harm, and we saw what they did in Minneapolis, saw what they did in New York City. We saw what they do, you know. I mean, they're Fargo, North Dakota last and it, you know, it's break windows, it's loot, it's you know, it's bad
arson.
Actors. The law enforcement person I talked to said you see the rap sheets on some of these guys, right? And a lot of that is supported and celebrated by Antifa. Help me understand how you could pose with the Antifa rule book
I'm sorry, go right ahead. I thought you were done. Then you should finish your sentence.
I'm going to say, I just can't understand why you would be saying, here's Antifa, and by the way, Donald Trump, go get him. I mean, like, what in the world?
Well, that's not exactly what happened. First of all, I do not support anybody who violates the law, commits acts of arson, looting, property damage, vandalism. You know, I'm a law enforcement person. I will enforce the law against those people. But you should also know that law enforcement, people in law enforcement said they don't have any substantive evidence on the political ideology of the people doing some of this violent stuff. And they just don't. And for anybody to say it's Ku Klux Klan members or some left-wing group, it's just not – they don't have any evidence to say that. So I do disagree with the president by saying that it was some particular political persuasion that these people were operating under. We can't say that until we investigate this, make some arrests, do some investigation, then we can talk about it. And the truth is it probably was both, right? But why say that until you know? Now, you asked me about an old picture in which I was here holding a book about Antifa. That did take that picture. But I had never heard that word before I heard Trump use it. When I heard Trump use it, I thought, wow, that's the thing Trump said. So I thought it was actually kind of funny. So I just took a picture and said, this is the picture that scares Trump. And I took a picture and I tweeted it out. I was really, I mean, quite honestly, in a different time and in a different place and in a different moment, I was sort of trolling the president. But you know what? It wasn't a serious thing. It wasn't advocating for any particular group. And, it's just something I thought the president had done. So, I mean, now people, years later, try to turn it into some big flaming thing. It was never a big deal. And it's not a big deal now. And so try to lift that up is just, I don't know. I guess my point of view is like, let's not play small ball. We got serious problems ahead of us. And we need to come together.
All right. Look, I can trust you. You're saying I don't like Antifa. I denounce it. It was dumb. I was trolling them, but I'm not carrying out their rules. I didn't even know who they are. Got it. And we respect you, Keith. We do. We'd like to have you back. Keith Ellison. Attorney General, Minnesota.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions, including the Bergstead Farm Equipment Estate Auction near Volterra, North Dakota, featuring an exceptional line of John Deere tractors and combines, Tempty grain trailers, and a lifetime collection of guns. Piper's is also featuring retirement and estate auctions in Rolette, Tuttle, Gladstone, Bismarck, Robinson, Dagmar, and Belfouche, offering farm, ranch, and construction equipment, and a large selection of guns and ammo. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Kev, you think it's kind of cool having a live studio audience for the show open air in Highland Park, downtown Fargo?
Absolutely.
Even if it is planning for a protest to cover, or, I'm sorry, celebration?
Yep, Nate and Brian are here.
You didn't just say that, did you?
Beautiful.
What did I say?
You didn't just say you respected Keith Ellison, did you?
Oh, no. Is he saying that?
Did I hear that?
Well, that too. Both parts.
Todd is piling on for that, too? Explain what's going on. I missed the joke here somewhere, Kevin. What are you saying?
Well, no. I heard you say we respect you. And, you know what? I, I, I guess
to,
I,
to Keith Ellison.
Yeah, to Keith Ellison.
Can I explain myself?
A little bit. I kind of.
And then
I
you
get,
can. Then you can. Then you can tell me whether I'm right or wrong. And I'd ask the audience to do the same as always at 800-228-0550. Okay, or text me 701-367-2054. Somebody just texted. What is a CNN hour? This guy's a joke. I'm laughing along with it. But anyway, let me tell you this first. HSS Investigations are friends of mine. These are good folks. These are actually former law, actually current and former law enforcement folks that have a family business here. They're physical site security consultants. So they help you with the stuff that really can cost you zillions if you go to some big company. North Coast Safety Council does this well too. But these guys come in and they, what Safety Council will do is tell you, here's what we think you should do. These guys actually do the work and they do it very reasonably. So, you know, where are people getting access to your building? Where do you have cameras? What do you do in the way of scanners? What about ID badges? You know, everybody that walks in needs to be written down on a log. Do you do that? They also have secure courier services throughout the region. Very secure, very discreet transport and delivery for cash, for parcels or other sensitive items. They're bonded. They're in town, within our region, daily, weekly, or on schedule, all around here. And they do COVID-19 delivery and medication home delivery as well. HSS Investigations. Find them on Facebook. Call them at 701-866-5774. Let me explain myself on the Keith Ellison. I left with Keith. I respect you. I didn't intend to say that. I wasn't, you know, whatever. But as soon as I said it, I went, oh, I know. People are going to be mad at that. Here's why I respect him. I agree with him on little. Very little. All right? I think he explained the Antifa thing okay. He still doesn't explain the whole Sharia law thing, and I got a lot of questions from, you know, back to the congressional days and whatever else. But in the moment we are in right now, a white-hot moment related to an international incident with George Floyd, this guy's the Attorney General of Minnesota, this guy's prosecuting him, he's the duly elected Attorney General of Minnesota, and you know what? I think he has a big pair of...
Huevos?
Yeah, I was thinking...
Huevos Rancheros?
Watermelons.
Yeah, yeah.
To come on this program when he knows I don't agree with him.
You know, and Elizabeth...
So I respect that. Is Tim Walz on the show?
No, he won't. No, he won't. And you're right. Well, and Elizabeth, we had a Facebook question talking about the Sharia law thing. Officially, he's never going to say that he... But, you know, actions and words are two different things sometimes. Right. One thing I would have asked him about, which Napolitano commented on yesterday, is the actual case... In the justice, in the process for George Floyd, which is happening, he went to murder two, which is great, which is basically unintentional, wasn't
totally,
premeditated.
Totally agree with your question and the listener's question. Here's the reason I didn't ask it from her.
Okay. Yep.
We ran out of time. I loved an hour with the guy, obviously, but the reason I didn't is because he's just going to say what he's going to say.
Right.
And when you're in the middle of prosecuting a case, you're never going to tip your hand to anything anyway. So you're not going to know why or what his strategy is or any of that. But I mean, fair question, 100%. Fair question.
Here's one just to quick two lines on this. If he went murder one, which Napolitano said, he could have copped to murder two, still 40 years, because they're never going to get a fair trial. They're never going to.
I get it, but that's for a year from now.
Now it's murder two. They can cop to manslaughter, which only gets him 10. What happens then? Or if they, God forbid, they acquit this guy.
But my point is that's a lifetime from now.
Right. It is, really.
So that's the only thing that I'm
saying. That's what sparked L.A. You know, they acquitted those cops in L.A.
Todd, did I adequately address your concern about my saying I respected Keith Ellison?
Well, are you ever going to be able to do that for... there's always going to be somebody that's going to wonder, did you turn MSNBC on us or whatever?
I don't care
about
that.
I'm not even going to, you know...
Not. Yeah.
I hope not.
I'm asking you if you thought I crossed the line by saying I respect it.
I'm reflecting listeners. This isn't about me.
Okay.
This is about... I want to, you know, before the text is texted, answer the text. You know, that
Todd
kind of thing.
Todd could pull the plug. He's the standards and practices director for all of iHeartMedia.
I mean, all of iHeartMedia. Wow.
Yeah, pretty sure.
When did that happen?
I don't know. This Bob Pittman guy told me that. He said, we don't have that.
I have met Bob, but I doubt he remembers me that well. And he's certainly not promoting me to that level. But whatever.
Man, I know people who know people. Matt and Fargo.
Big name. Dropper, you.
You're on What's on Your Mind, Matt. Go.
Hey, Scott. Say, you mentioned something yesterday when you were discussing George Floyd that made me think about it. About, you know, what his history had been, and you used the words he was no angel. And then later in the show, there was an ad for the MyPillow guy, and about his story. And it occurred to me, when I look at the trajectory of both these men's lives, There wasn't a lot different in some of the behaviors until the point where George Floyd was murdered and lost his shot at redemption. And now I look at what's gone on with him and with Mike Lindell. If you believe God has a plan, you have to wonder, is something better going to be coming out of the death of George Floyd as we move forward?
Great question.
100% agree with you. That's the call of the day. Right there. That's the call of the day. That's what I think about. Now, maybe the cop was doing the devil's work and took him out. But, you know, God could stop anything, obviously, right? He didn't. So is there a greater cause there? And was this guy going down a path that was not going to get... Very good point. And by the way, just because he was no angel doesn't mean a cop should have shot him. I mean, stepped on his neck and killed him and asphyxiated him. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying be realistic about what cops have to deal with every day. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markgaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit, what if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.